four of the Menches Dvorim, Bevinas Halev. We're busy working on basically understanding is that you have to know yourself and you have to understand yourself very well before you can do much else with your life. So we said, how do we start? So we have 10 fundamental questions you've got to ask yourself, right? So you've all done that. Everybody took some of these questions, went off 15 minutes, sat alone and did them. Ezra, Aaron, Yaakov, David, Yerachmel, no?
Too heavy.
No one did it, eh? Not one person. So why are we wasting our time?
I did something else.
Okay, fine. But it was awesome. Is there anybody in this class who's not asking himself, Ma bichal ma rasher shel haim sheli? What am I living for?
I do.
Have you asked yourself at once?
Yeah, for sure. But then the scrupulate oneself, the way that they're saying is that, you know, I just asked.
Did anybody actually take what we said we were going to do and do it? Yeah? Because otherwise it's a waste of time. I mean, since you're reading this, it's very nice, it's very interesting and it's fascinating. But you're going to change zilch by this, and we're not in the business of nice reading. We're not even reading that well, not even translating that good yet. So it's not even a good class for diktuk. And this is about, you know, like, are we serious or not? Are we actually going to make some changes or not? Like, you know, ma biklal ha-matara shel chaim, what am I actually living for? What's my goal in life? What am I doing here? How do I use my time properly? What really makes me happy? What are my basic dreams and aspirations? Well, my push it. That's like, if you don't have that going, then you. And then we said it's very important to make decisions, right? So what stops us making decisions? We're terrified of making the wrong decision, right? Thou shalt not err ever. So you don't make decisions. You sometimes sit there like frozen because you're too scared of making a mistake. That's what we got up to, right? Okay, so let's get heavy. Maybe, Samach Dalet at the bottom of the page. Matai hitem apam achrona shebo bachate bechire ikronit legabachiecha. When was the last time you actually made a bechire, a hardcore decision, okay, about one of the most fundamental principles of your life? Haim bachate lelechet liyeshiva? You chose to go to yeshiva? Or shita vashet tzipa mimcha? Or did you just do kind of like what they expected you to do? Did you choose to get married? Or you kind of just like, that's what happened? Because that's what everyone does. You know, like, boy meets girl, they get married. You actually make a bechira decision to get married. Why are you in koil now? Why are you learning in yeshiva now? What are we doing here? You choose to do this, you kind of like got sucked into it. Kind of like just one thing led to the next thing, and before you could turn around, you couldn't get out of it. Yeah? Scary thought, huh? I think about it every day. Ula zeya mashu shasite ki nisate vakol chavate matayva shalcha imshichu lakayla zeya gamatan nishapta. You kind of like whatever, you finished your shiva, you kind of got married, you went to koil together with everybody else. Or in our situation, kind of different, you became a bolshevik, you went Asher or Samayach, and kind of like that's what everybody did. Yeah, you became a kibbutz rabbi because that's what everybody did. And then you became an insurance salesman because that's what every failed kibbutz rabbi does. Now, some are going to property as well. It's not mukhrach that you have to become an insurance salesman. Have you ever thought about one of these things properly? Like seriously? Have you sit down and work them out like mama's pros and cons and sit down and draw up a chart and think about it and make some serious achlatos? Monologue, Havo, Abuchu Yeshiva Dinyoni. this book's taken the 48 ways and adapted them a little bit for the Yeshivisha world, so we're going to have to readapt them back to the way they were written, not for the Yeshivisha world, okay? The Yeshivisha were originally given to friar Yeshiva university students. So it's kind of been adapted. So the example he's bringing here are not exactly what we would have wanted to see here, but we'll use our mate, we'll use them. Lama ani oilech li Yeshiva? Why am I going to Yeshiva? Kedei ledat li ilmoy? Because I want to know how to learn. Lama? Why do you want to know how to learn? Kedei ledat talmid chochem? Because I want to be talmid chochem. You want to be talmid chochem, you have to know how to learn, right? So lama? Why do you want to be talmid chochem? Kedei shulchel baas idleiz magid shir. So when I'm old, I can become a magid shir. As lama? Why do you want to be a magid shir? Kedei ledat talmidim, so I can teach talmidim. As lama? Why do you want to teach talmidim? Kedei shir talmid chochem. So they can be talmid chochem. Why is it important to you that they should be talmid chochem? You haven't looked at why it's important for you to be Talmud Chacham, you're going to teach them how to be a Talmud Chacham as well. You don't even know why it's important for you to be a Talmud Chacham. Kan har benosh mit balbelim v'nevuchim. Over here you kind of get stuck, right? Why is it important for you that they should be Talmud Chacham? Have megalim shaham nia ha'amiti shalem hu covered. Really, if you start digging down here now, you'll see that a lot of the reasons why he wants to learn how to learn in order to become a magid shir, in order to teach talmidim, is because really it's about kavod, maimed, his status in society. Couldn't be worried about panasa. Yeah, the thought of being koilel for the rest of his life is a little bit scary. So at least he can become a magid shir. At least I've got a chance of at least maybe getting a bit of a shtela. I'm going to have to be, you know, the koilel the rest of my life. I get a bit more salary every month. Yesh kilu shemagalim sheam nir shalem hu panasa. It's about like self-expression. Some of them actually follow the agreement because that's what Hashem says, and I want to do what Hashem says. I want to do Hashem Ratzon Belev Sholem. Many, many, many ways you can find this out. What do you want? So do it. Sit down and ask yourself, like, what do you want in life? If you could have whatever you wanted, forget about any of the limitations, any of the restrictions in life, what would you want? No? Lots of money, right? Why do you want lots of money? So I don't have to go to work. Well, why don't you want to go to work? Because I'm lazy or whatever. I don't want the responsibility. I'm the chas. I could do other things. No, if I had lots of money, then I could be more easy to get stuff, or whatever. If you track it down, you'll find, I mean, like I did track it down, it's quite scary. If you actually come to like your most baseline rotten is because you want to go to sleep. You want to curl up in a little corner with a puppy and go to bed. That's really what you want to do. Right? I mean, I'm saying. Like, why do you want this? Cause. Why do you want this? Cause. Why do you want this? Cause. Go down to the thing that you want because you want it, not because of cause anymore. That's who you really are, right? Most times, if you've got the guts, you see, you'll find out that your deepest option is just to go to bed. There's a bit of resistance from the neshama saying, no, I really want to be great. But you kind of manage to dampen that voice pretty quickly. Have you ever done this? Yeah? You've done this? No. Schloss, no. And you're going to do this? Yeah, you're going to do it? Okay. Yerachmel, you did this? Yerachmel.
Many years ago.
It's got like nostalgic memories sort of floating to the surface.
I found the 48 Ways pamphlet that I was going through when I was an age, 15 years ago. And it had exactly what I'm
there
when I went
today. Okay. You've got to do this. The Yetzirah doesn't want you to do this, man. Ve'emtzut ha'sheloit, she'abuchu hazeh shoyl et atzmoy. Via these questions that we ask ourselves, hu'olu legalot tos legabe ha'menim shelo. You might find a fundamental error in that's what's driving you. He might get destroyed as he goes down in life, like we often do. We see that's how we started off here, right? God's been doing a certain thing for 50 years. He became an engineer. Why? Because that's what his parents wanted him to be and whatever. Hey, he liked it. It was a nice group. His buddies were going to do engineering, whatever. He turns out 50 years old. The others are looking and says, what am I doing here? I never wanted to do this. Then he goes and becomes an artist in Bermuda or something, yeah? And throws away his wife and children, gives up everything, and goes and has a midlife crisis somewhere. So that could happen to this bocher here, you know? He'll suddenly wake up and he'll realize that, hold on a second, you know, I wanted to become a magid shir for all the wrong reasons. I don't really want to be a magid shir. Yeah, and he's dedicated 30, 40 years of his life to becoming a magid shir. He suddenly wakes up and he hates being a magid shir. Terrible. ואפילו אם יזכה להשיג משאר הזה, הוא עולה להפסיק לשאוף להתקדם הלו, הוא מרגיש זו, הגענו. Or you'll get to the point where they're giving him his jacket with the two buttons at the back, and he says, okay, I'm a magician, I've got you. And then he gives up. He gives up his aspirations. He gives up growing. He gives up shining. He gives up his own self-growth and development. And he becomes the same old, you know, says the shen shi every day, you know, for the rest of his life. He sits there like handing over, you know, the same old chassis. He stops growing. He stops being a Talmud Chacham. Okay. That's nice. We used it on the little bocha there, so he's off the hook now. What about us? Al titmachek mihatshuvot. Don't be scared of the answers. Hemshech lishol lama velama velama velama. Keep asking yourself, why do I want this? Why do I want this? Why do I want this? Why? Tigoloy until you get it. You'll get it. Zerak ata imatzmachat. You and your own. You and the Kosh Baruch in the room together. Ask yourself whatever you want to ask yourself. If it helps, write it down. B'sablanut u'be'ikviyot. Like we said in the first of the main festival, needs to be done. B'ikvus needs to be done. Kviyot itim. You have to set aside a specific time in the day to do this. You on your own, me on my own. It needs sablanut. Yeah, you know, you get these language tapes. You know, Berlitz or whatever, you learn to speak French and, you know, whatever. So after 3 days, you try it, you throw it away. Why? Well, I did it for 3 days and I still can't speak French. I said, no, weiter. I'm not cut out for speaking French. Obviously, the guy's an idiot, right? An idiot, yeah? Because it takes a long time. It might take 6 months before you start getting the rudiments. It might take a year until you feel comfortable to start speaking French. So you do this, you go through this process of like, so what am I living for? Yes, so what do I want? What are my dreams? Good, now I've got that clear. So why am I in yeshiva? Why, blah, 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 blah. And then after like around a week or whatever, you go, ah, it's not helping me. I don't know what's going on. You still doing this after a week? No, why not? Well, whatever. I don't see my life changing that much. They're still not asking me. I'm not getting calls about asking people. People aren't paying me to put some shabbos for them yet. I'm not a place. Yeah, no one's offered me a job as a magid shir, so after a week you throw it away and you go home. This is life work. This is not going to happen overnight. The b'sayif shel dover tegiya l'tshuva. If eventually, but you stick to it, you eventually get the answers. If it doesn't, you get the answers. Well, part of the avodah is tefillah as well. If you want to really get to know yourself, you have to daven to Hashem to help you. Rak la'achar she'ata boichen boimek. After you've managed to go into the deep, you have to la'agiya la'achlatot nuvunot u'betuchot. Then you can make proper, educated, intelligent decisions. The makbil nasal avin ma adobish in a firachash et lo batuach ma tzarich lasot. Try and find out what is it that's blocking you from being certain about what it is that you really want. Do you know what you want? You know what you're living for? You know what your goal is? You've taken all your kechas and you're heading there. Nothing's going to get in your way. If you're not that guy, then ask yourself, why not? What's blocking me? What's stopping you from being you? Why are you unable to make decisions? Is it flowing from, I don't know how to make decisions. No one ever taught me how to make decisions. Sometimes what happens is after you do make a decision, you start making all doubts in yourself. You start getting all the, well, maybe that was the wrong decision, maybe it's not the right. You see the guy after he's decided to get engaged, right? He asked her to marry him, and now we're into the period called engagement, right? It's the most insane period in anyone's life. So then he bounces around day in and day out. I married the wrong girl, I'm making a big mistake, who says it's going to work, tuck, tuck, tuck. When you asked her to marry, you were certain, 100% sure. You made a decision, clear, right? 3 days later, oy vavoy. Yeah, and that carries on well past the Sheva Brachot. Why don't I trust my decisions? First of all, why can't I make decisions? Now you made a decision, so why don't you trust it? What's getting in my way? You have to ask yourself these questions. Well, I stumble over the chalachlit. Maybe it's not whatever. I'm not the kind of guy that has to make decisions. I don't want people to make decisions for me. Chazal ba'etzu shel bevinas halev. Chazal in this keli of the Mishnah, bevinas halev. It gives you the ability to benefit from this process called making decisions. And from the decision itself. אם אני עושה בעולם שבו אתה חי, תגלה שהדרך הרביעית, תבין את הלב, הביא אותך למימוש הפוטנציאל הקווי שבכל. If you're involved in this world and it comes to you, you discover that this fourth way, the Binah Salaif, brings you to a way to actualize your potential, which is hidden within you. La'av asachayim be'emes, to love life properly, you know. Ba'av tes Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha, live your life, knowing that Hashem loves you, that you love Hashem. Ki rak kach asachay oisam be'emes. Only then will you be living life truthfully. Quite a powerful statement, no? בכל פעם, let's start. How do you do this? בכל פעם, בוא אתה מוצא שקשה לך לקבל החלטה. Whenever you find yourself in a position where it's very difficult to make a decision, you're just not prepared, you can't choose, right? נוסה גלות, מה בעצם מעכב אותך? Go and find out what is preventing you. Why can't I make a decision yet? What's the problem? Do I get up or not? Do I go or not? Do I stay or not? Do I buy, sell? What's getting in my way here? The kol adam yesh bayot. Everybody's got problems. You meet anybody that doesn't have problems? Yeah, the whole bunch of them are haram anuchas. A lot of people in haram anuchas don't have any problems, don't have any issues, don't have any bad middas. Those are where the perfect people live. But that guys that are still around, yeah, no, so you've got problems, right? Hamafteach lepitaron motzu rak biyodov shol mi shemayde le biyod shelo. The solution to the problem is only going to be when you admit that you have a problem. If you don't admit you've got a problem, you'll never solve the problem, right? Because you've got to acknowledge that you've got a problem. That's called acceptance. Alayni lahavin shaderech hayichida limno mehabayot shelanu leshuv letoykef otanu marcho hi leashir alayhem es mabatanu ulitmoided imem. The only way that a person can prevent our problems from mamash holding us back and making us go in reverse is to allow them expression and then to deal with it. If you're going to keep burying your problems and sticking them down and repressing them and pretending that they're not there, you're never going to be able to deal with it. Successful people are people that put their problems on the table, they recognize they've got problems, they put them down and they analyze them, they deal with them in the best way they can. Here's another exercise that you don't have to do, okay? It's for the reading practice, yeah? Okay, let's ask some real hardcore embarrassing questions here. Haim ani atlad? Am I lazy? Yes. No. Lama? Madur? Why? Haim ani lo mugan? Am I somebody who's not mugan? It means organized. Somebody that's all over the place, yeah? Why? Why aren't you mugan? Because I'm lazy. That's bullshit. Haim ani kasan? Am I somebody that gets angry? Am I an anger addict? When does this usually happen? Find the pattern. Is there something that's triggering it? Which buttons are being pushed? I'm in a magish nachot. Do I feel mazeh nachot? Calm. Nachot. Yeah, calm, pleasant. Yeah. Matai, when do I feel calm? Well, what is it that when I have yeshiva das? Ma goyrim li lekaneh. What causes me to be jealous? Ma goyrim li litnaseh ule hitgaot. What causes me to be garbedic? Haim kashili lachlit. Is it difficult for me to make decisions? Am I one of those guys that has a hard time making decisions? Why? Why have I not making decisions? Haim yeshli mashmot atzmit. Do I have a correct perspective, a correct understanding of myself? Haim chosli bitochon atzmi. Am I lacking a little bit of what the world out there calls self-esteem, whatever that means? Bitochon atzmi. Do I trust myself? Do I believe in myself? You know what the problem with low self-esteem is? It's sheker. You have an incorrect perception of who you are. So you're a liar. You think you're this when you're really you're this. So that's called sheker. Madrani lolokeach yese yuzma. What's yuzma?
Initiative.
Oh. Why don't I take more initiative? Why am I so happy just being a sheep? Let the rabbis clear off the tables. I'll sit there watching. That's for the 2 o'clock shift. These are important questions, no? And some serious questions, yeah. Am I lazy? Why am I lazy? What am I getting from being lazy? First of all, what does it mean to be lazy? What's the definition of lazy? Am I organized? Am I a misogynistic person? Do I know where I'm going with my life? Do I get angry? Why do I get angry? When does it happen? All the questions you have to ask yourself. Why do I want to make decisions? Why am I so terrified of making decisions? Get on with it. Why don't I take more initiative? Why am I so happy just to be a sheep? Yeah? How many important people are in the world today? Out of the seven, how many people in the world today? 7.5 billion people in the world. How many Shiva-like are there? How many of the elite troops of Akash Balko in the world today? 50,000? Yeah? So I'm one of those elite army of 50,000. We can all get into one football stadium. Yeah? It says you can take the whole world of people to know that there's a Kosh Bolchu that really, really are Isaac and Omen and Kosh Bolchu on a day-to-day basis. You can just see one football stadium in Rio. And where's the biggest football stadium today in the world? I don't even know. 100,000 people? That's a big football stadium? Let's just get everybody into the football stadium. The player! That's us. So why are we living like second-class citizens? Why are we walking around living like failures? We're the elite. We're the cream of the crop.
Okay, well, you know, maybe when I get past this lazy bit, we'll discuss that. Yeah.
Tchunot oifi shliliyot haim sheresh habaya. Tchunot oifi, which means the personality, whatever, characteristics, shliliyot, negative. Negative personality traits or whatever are the root of the problem. What's the word oifi? Oifi is your personality. So what are these negative personality traits that you have? Write them out. Yeah, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm lazy, I'm an anger addict, I'm tuk tuk tuk, get the list down, right? V'az nasa dipchoyin I eilu mehem mashpiyas alecha b'tzura ha'chazaka v'yaisen. And then I'm going to have a look and see which of these negative personality traits are the ones that are affecting my life the most. V'shlam haba, nasa levara eilu dvorim goyimim v'tchonot eilu levo lidei bitui. And then, in the next step, try and establish which of these are causing the personality traits to actually be expressed. And what's arousing you to conduct yourself in this negative way? And in the last stage, we try and find tools and kalim to meet moded to grapple and deal with this personality trait. But first you have to get to know the personality trait. You have to know it, you have to accept it, you have to put it on the operating table, you have to look at it, you have to make him your best friend. First you have to draw him close, you have to get to know him. Or you can just repress it and pretend that it's not there. Total denial, yeah? He was traveling through a forest, yeah? Just check me out, Aaron, I need your Google Translate. He came upon his friend. Was he trying to chop down a very thick tree, right? Okay. Shol over reach, mama secha. He asked him, what are you doing? Hey Shiva did, any row, can't you see? And even I said, Gezai, I'm busy chopping down a tree. The summer sign. Can you see there the little, in the middle of the page, the little questions, yeah? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Am I right? Mm-hmm. So far?
Yeah,
okay, good. Fine. She says to him, "Ata nira tashush veiga. Kama zman ata kva oved? You look
tired.
You look exhausted. You look finished. How long have you been doing this for? Ni vekvai tashot. When you have 10 hours, you also look whacked out after 10 hours of cutting down a tree, right? But I didn't any right sight, and I'm still not. I'm not getting there." He said to him, like a day, lahafsik ma'at ulahashchiz es hamasor. Maybe you should take a little bit of a break and sharpen the saw. So he says, what are you talking about? Ani panay lahashchiz es hamasor. I don't have time to sharpen the saw. Alem shichlimsa, I've got to carry on cutting down the tree. So you understand the ridiculousness of this, right? God's really cutting down the tree, he's not getting anywhere. He's telling him, no, take out time to sharpen the saw. The guy says, I haven't got time to sharpen the saw, I'm too busy. Sound like anybody in the room, you know? We all do that all the time, yeah? Gam b'chaim koma b'supuze, in our lives, so into the story, Hatzlocha tegir rak ashe nashchiz es tchunoit ha'ishiyot ha'mavsharot hatzlocha. The only time you're really successful when you take time out to actually sharpen the qualities and the traits you have in order to go after what you want to get to. We're so busy davening that we actually don't have time to take time out to actually sharpen the sword of davening. You always tell guys, you can't learn how to daven while you're davening. You have to set time aside during the day to learn Hilchot davening. Yeah, if you blunt into Shabbos, that maybe you should learn Hilchot Shabbos on Shabbos, but you have to get ready for Shabbos. Yeah, you can't blunt into Shabbos wearing your weekday suit and try and put your Shabbos suit on top. Doesn't work. So I mean, you have to take off your Shabbos suit, your weekday suit, so there's a place for the Shabbos suit. To prepare, you have to get ready. You're so busy cutting down the tree, you haven't got time to sharpen the saw. Avoid our kol hashlovim bezeh achazeh asur lekachet zman rav. This work, one step after that, takes a lot of time. But ask yourself the following question, right? Yeah, this is going to take a long time. To do all the stuff we're talking about, yeah, this is not a 3 week Berlitz, learn how to speak French in 1 week kind of game. This is hard work, it's going to take a long time. So ask yourself the following question. Anything better or more important to do right now? Yeah, I've got to get a degree, I've got to go to college. Why you got to go to college? Oh, because I've got to make money. I'm not going to get a degree. What do you need a degree for? So I get a job. What do you need a job for? So I can make money. What do you need money for? No? So that I can live, yeah? So what are you living for? Didn't think of that. But I still got to go to college. Goodbye. It's starting to become a common conversation piece in this room. I've got to go to college. Been in Yeshiva for a year and I have to go to college. Why? Because my parents said so. Maybe your parents are wrong. Okay, so if my parents are off, so then what do you want to do? I've got to go to college. I'd love to stay in Yeshiva, Rabbi, but I have to go to college, otherwise I'll die. I won't have anything to eat. I'm not saying I've got to go to college. But you've got to go to college to live. So what are you living for? He doesn't know what he's living for. In college, I'll teach you what you're living for. Yeah? 99% of the people who went to college don't know what they're living for. Besides paying their mortgage and the lease on the car, that's basically what they're living for. You're in yeshiva at least. Look, what am I living for? No, what am I living for? To which I've gone to college. All right, I'll get on tomorrow.